Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The developers of that giant Ferris wheel on Staten Island, the New York Wheel, are pulling the plug on the project. Tracy Popora is the business reporter for the Staten Island Advance, and she's joining us. So, Tracy, why are the developers giving up?
They didn't have enough money. That's the bottom line. The cost of the project ballooned from like $580 million to over $1 billion. So that looks like to be the main reason why the project just is not going to work.
Wow. How did it balloon so fast? What happened?
Well, I think the downfall occurred last year when the contractor walked off the job in a funding dispute. From that point on, it was a downward spiral. The wheel was wrapped up in court, fighting with its former contractor. Disputes arose over who owned the parts, breach of contract, cost overruns. And then suddenly, you know, they said $580 million that was allocated for the project wasn't enough. They went as far as to remove their CEO, Rich Marin, from heading up the project. And the last straw seemed to be when they actually came to the city about a month ago and said, we want tax-exempt bonds to be able to fund the rest of this project. And Mayor de Blasio flat out said no. And that kind of seemed to be the nail in the coffin for the project.
Yeah. This project, by the way, was much more than just that big Ferris wheel, right?
Yes. Actually, what sits on the property, what was completed, is a parking garage and a terminal building that was supposed to be used for like a pre-ride experience. And the cost of those two items alone, they said, was about $250 million. So there is a parking garage that Staten Island Ferry commuters can use. And if you go watch a game at Staten Island Yankees ballpark, you know, you can use that parking garage. That is what was, you know, built as part of, you know, the project that thus far.
Yeah, so it's not a complete loss. Well, what happens to the rest of that site? Any idea yet?
That's a good question. Basically, the city owns the land. You know, this was a privately funded project, but the city does own the land. So the City Economic Development Corporation said it will work with like local officials to come up with something beneficial for the community. No one has thrown any ideas out there yet on what the site will be, but they say it will be something.
By the way, the developers bought a lot of the materials for the Ferris wheel, haven't they? What do they do with that?
That's another good question. So basically, right now, they're in court with their former contractor. And basically, by the, you know, by relinquishing, you know, the rights to their parts is going to probably allow them to be sold at auction at this point. And I'm not sure who would buy them at auction, but they probably will be sold at an auction by the former contractor.
I'm not sure what the demand is out there for those huge Ferris wheel pieces, but who knows, I guess. Tracy, thanks so much for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Tracy Popora with the Staten Island Advance.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.